How do you feel about what's going on here, Steve?
It's definitely tough. You know, disheartening to a point where, you know, despite the way that the season started, I thought I was making progress. And to come back, as you know, the players on our team and coaches will also, you know, tell you that, you know, I'm making big strides. But, you know, after, you know, rehabbing for a while, I still didn't respond in the correct manner that I wanted to, and also with the trainers and doctors here.
Is it a light at the end of the tunnel that you know what's wrong now, and you can get it fixed and get back to where you hopefully you were?
It's been great to just to know that, because you know, playing the way that I know I can play, and not being able to play at 100% while other guys are playing at 100% was tough. But like I said, you know, it's a part of sports. You know, people have injuries all the time, and you know, it's just an obstacle that I have to, you know, address.
How long did they say it would be for you to first be able to really train again and then to really be able to play again?
I can't really say. You know, it can be anywhere from, you know, 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 months, I guess. When Dr. Clanton or Keith Jones comes, you can ask them that question.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like this helps explain the last couple of years of your career with people?
I just think that it's more of a, you know, something that happened, man, and I can't prevent it at all. You know, it's just, you know, being able to go out and play at 100% is a great thing. You know, you would love that. Any player would tell you that they love that. But on the second half, you know, even this season at the beginning, you know, I really didn't get a chance to play. And even last season, when I did get a chance to play last year, if you look at the stats, I was averaging like 24, 25 points. So, I still have the confidence that I can, you know, come back and play.
That's the next question. How hopeful are you? You can get back to that level once you get this repaired.
I'm definitely, you know, definitely in high spirits about it. You know, I have a great rehab guy here, Russ Payne, who's worked with numerous people that I know, and you know, once, you know, I'm able just to get any type of movement in my leg, then I think that's when the process begins.
Who's going to do the surgery, Steve?
Dr. Lowe. So, only guy who ever did surgery on my shoulder when I had shoulder surgery. So I'm going to go with someone that I'm, you know, used to, you know, when I had surgery.
Going back to my other question, when people say, okay, Francis has lost, doesn't have it anymore, do you feel like this helps explain to people?
I just think the only way that you can explain that is playing extended minutes on the basketball court consistently. If you play 10-11 minutes every 7-8 games, you can't. Of course somebody's going to say that. You know, you got to have an opportunity to go out there and play. So hopefully this one here will give me that opportunity when next season comes around.
Do you have any feeling for how long you've had this?
It's been a long time, man. It's been probably 4 to 5 years. So, I mean, I never, you know, really thought about it. You know, I played through pain beforehand. You know, it wasn't as significant pain as it was, you know, over the last couple of months.
Steve, you hold a hammer on your future. Do you plan to be here next year?
So what?
I said you hold.
I've never heard that before, but
it's your call.
Yeah, I definitely plan on coming back, Coach. You know, the owner I had discussions with weeks ago. You know, Coach Adam, and, you know, all the players, they can tell you I'm with them, you know, every day in practice. And I definitely plan on coming back.
When do you feel the pain the most? What does it prevent you from doing?
When I do what I do, and that's jump up and down, and when I land, And that's been the hardest part, just to be able to try to have everything feeling good.
Are you planning to travel with the team at all and support them on the bench, or how? It depends.
You know, the process that, you know, that we decide to go. I'm not. Like I said, the guys will tell you I'm always with them at all times. So it depends.
When will you have the surgery, Steve?
Probably next week or two. So hopefully we can get it out the way.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. You look pinch hitter?
Yeah.
Can you give us the rehab time on this thing?
I would say right now the, you know, the recuperating time, just resting time before you can go back and actually start running and doing stuff like that is probably going to be 4 months, something like that. the total rehab time before he gets on the court. We would hope that he would be back by the start of training camp. I mean, we can't say that he will or he won't, but that's what we're hoping. If all goes well, yeah, that he'll be back, you know, about that time.
Can you tell us what exactly is wrong with him, and is this a common injury, not common, that kind of stuff?
It's not common. I mean, most of the time you hear things on the tendon and the knee, it's tendonitis, which is the area of the tendon below the kneecap. And what Steve has, it's the area of the tendon above the kneecap on the bottom part of the thigh above the kneecap. And a lot of that tendon fiber that he has is torn away, so all the problems that he's had, you know, being able to play one night and then being real sore and not being effective the next game, or practicing, having a great practice one day, and then the next day not being able to do much, all those things are consistent with what he has. And, you know, to back up, when he had the problem in New York is when he first started having problems with it. They MRI'd him, did all that stuff. He came back to Houston and rehabbed here with Russ Payne and went back and played great, okay? We did his physical in July. We knew of the damage there. You know, had a few doctors look at that, and no problem. We passed him on his physical, but it seemed like things started hurting a little more. It was taking a little more time to recover. So we did some other rehab on him and then decided to do the MRI, and that's when it revealed a little bit more damage underneath. So we said this, you know, we could sit back and rehab it. You can try medications or different things like that, but the best thing for him moving forward, and actually a quality of life thing, so when he gets done playing basketball, he could goof off with his kids and, you know, have a regular life. This was the best thing at the right time.
When you say tendons are torn, do we call this a torn tendon, or is that what tendonitis is?
Tendonitis is an inflammation of the tendon.
So this is different.
This is some of the fibers are torn. Right. Okay. Now, I mean, it's not a complete rupture, you know, like Charles Barkley had. We're completely ruptured. This is just some of the fibers are torn, but they're not going to grow back on their own. He's not going to be able to regain the strength to run, and especially stop and to jump. So the best way to do it, like I said, mainly for his quality of life going forward, and hopefully he'll come back and play some good basketball for us, is to repair it surgically.